to prepare for worst-case scenarios where hospitals are overrun by COVID-19 patients, state officials are setting up field hospitals. Some are already operating, and more are in the works. Governor Ron DeSantis says hospital capacity is holding at a statewide average of roughly 43%, but in some of the counties hardest hit by COVID-19, officials are setting up overflow facilities in anticipation of more hospitalizations. The good news, DeSantis says, even in those counties, hospitals still have available beds.
Miami-Dade is 43%, Broward is almost 46%, Palm Beach 49%. Hillsborough, 41%, Orange, 44%, and Duval, 47%.
DeSantis was in Miami Beach alongside city leadership Wednesday to announce a 450-bed field hospital should be opening in the city's convention center inside the next 2 weeks. Of those beds, 50 will be dedicated as an intensive care unit. He says the facility will be staffed by 184 members of the Florida National Guard's medical team and described the personnel makeup.
10 physicians, 19 physician assistants, 5 case managers, 5 social workers, 25 medical clerks, 25 housekeepers, a patient transporter, 25 EMT technicians, 2 medical assistants, 50 paramedics, 16 registered nurses, and 1 licensed infection preventionist.
The Miami Beach Field Hospital isn't the first in Florida or even the South Florida area where the majority of the state's cases have been documented. And DeSantis says officials are eyeing locations for more in an effort to avoid overburdened hospitals throughout the state.
Outside of Miami, we have an additional 4 field hospitals as the need may be. We have one that's ready in Broward, another one that can be stood up very quickly in Palm Beach. And then we're also looking where on the west coast of Florida and potentially northeast Florida.
Ready to be deployed, the governor added, are 4,300 hospital beds, more than 150 for intensive care units. Meanwhile, in Miami-Dade County, where nearly a third of all coronavirus cases in the state were concentrated as of Wednesday afternoon, Mayor Carlos Jimenez says growth of cases is happening linearly.
So what I've seen, because we keep tabs on that, is that this is not exponential. This is not growing exponentially. It's growing linearly. And so unless there is some exponential growth that I haven't seen, all right, then the capacity that we have in our hospitals should be sufficient. But some models show an exponential growth. So we have to prepare for the exponential growth.
Miami-Dade and surrounding counties have been under a stay-at-home order even before DeSantis issued a statewide directive on the first day of April. I'm Ryan Daly.